Look at all the great strength God has built in every heart as we continue to look to him, as we continue to focus with God, as we keep a humble and meek heart before him and before each other. Very important. And as we do what God puts in our hearts to do, sometimes people may not see what we're doing. They may think that we're manufacturing or doing it from our own efforts, but it doesn't matter what people think. You do what God puts in your heart to do, and then the fruit will show from what you're doing. And I know I give thanks to God for his love for me and for his kindness and the wonderful people he's put in my life for bringing me to this wonderful point, you know, that God has always had a plan to prosper us, all of us. He's got a plan to prosper you. And when I mean prosper, we're not just talking about finance. We're talking about in your heart, in your mind, in your thinking, to give you clarity of thinking. The best thing to have in the world is clarity of thinking and knowing that you are with God is the most peaceable thing on the face of this earth. And we have the peace of God in us. And God is with us. And he understands you as an individual very thoroughly and completely. And he's made you complete in Christ. And he doesn't look at you after the flesh. We don't look at each other after the flesh. God sees you as his son. And he loves you. And he's got great plans. And it's just as we stay with God, as we keep a humble and meek heart with God, that we will see the glory of God. And God really wants us to be happy. He wants us to be blessed. You know, sometimes we worry about what people think of us because of the things we say, or people might think we're not connecting or doing these things. But the point is, your fruit will always show and tell the story in your life. And the biggest fruit that comes is what comes out of your mouth, what you're saying, what you're speaking. And so God has taught me so many wonderful things through this journey of life. And we are on that journey with God. It's a walk with him. He's got the plan. He's got the blueprint for the word over us and in us, and to navigate us for his purposes, for his higher purposes, for people to come from darkness to light. And, you know, when we refresh people, we will be refreshed ourselves. So our heart now, as born again children of God, is to serve others. You know, our life is about service. And, you know, in our old nature, maybe we served ourselves and what we wanted. But God wants us to take our eyes off us and fix them on him, and then do the things that are in front of us. And there's no greater joy to know that you've been a part of helping someone else walk with God. You've been a part of bringing deliverance and healing and direction to people's lives from the words that God has put in your heart. And like I said, if you refresh others, you will be refreshed yourself. So if you need a refreshing, look to give, look to serve, look to encourage someone else. When we take our eyes off of us, then we can see the glory of God. When we keep our eyes on our problems, our circumstances, then we come into worries, fears, and doubts. And that just stops us from moving. You know, and whatever's going on in your life, whatever area of need you have in life, God has the solution. God has already provided for it. So we need to get God in on the scene on those things. So instead of worrying about things, instead of trying to figure it out in our own strength, God needs us to just go to him and say, Father, this is what's going on in my life right now. And, you know, I'm not happy, or, you know, I'm upset, or I'm confused. You need to, you know, do something for me so I can see the wood through the trees. You need to clear out the logs in my eyes, or the veil that are over my eyes. So I want your truth, because I know it's that truth that sets us free. And God wants us to really be moving. He's filled us with the Spirit of God so that we can move in the power of God, and that we can live in the power of God. It's not just walking and ministering here and there. He wants us to live in the power of God, that we're speaking those heavenly words from our mouth, and what we are thinking, the self-talk. You know, we talk to ourselves. Becky brought this up to me. She said she just mentioned about self-talk, and we do talk to ourselves, right, when we're thinking. What is your self-talk? Is it negative thoughts? Is it worries, fears, and doubts? How am I going to pay this bill? I got something wrong with me. I've not got a lot of finances, or I haven't got a lot of friends. You know, there's many self-talk conversations we can have with ourselves, but we need to catch ourselves on, grab hold of our minds, and bring everything back to who we are in Christ. So I just been living a wonderful life. And, you know, I woke up the other morning, I had Amber come up for a one-on-one. She wanted to come up really early. So I said yes, because it was early. And so I woke up at 5. She was coming at 9:30. I woke up at 5. I thought, no, that's too early. Woke up at 6. No, that's too early. Woke up at 7. No, that's too early. Woke up at 8. No, that's too early. I'm going to get another hour because I had broken sleep. And then it's 9:15. Kim said, you better get up. Amber's going to be here in a minute. So, but I woke up. That's time that Kim woke me up with this wonderful thought in my mind about Jacob. You know, Jacob and his brother and how Jacob stole the birthright off him, you know, the blessings of God, which was obviously in God's plan. But just how, you know, he went and worked for his uncle and his uncle was kind of ripping him off. But God keeps the score. See, you know, we can say, you know, this person's hindered me or that person's hindered me, but God keeps the score. And he'll reward you for your faithfulness and diligence. And so Jacob is a very blessed man at the end of that whole story. You want to go and read it. It's in Genesis. And then I was thinking about the children of Israel, you know, 400 years of hard labor, you know, under taskmasters, you know, like working nearly 24 hours a day until they dropped. You know, God let the children of Israel leave there with all the gold and all the silver. God keeps the score. If you think about Job, he had a beautiful family, he was prosperous, he is a man of integrity, he loved God. And then through his wrong confession and repetitiveness of his confession, maybe my children have sinned. And so he was praying this and saying this, and it just opened the door for the enemy to come in to rack and ruin the things in Job's life. But at the end of that, you know, God turned everything around for Job and blessed him double for his trouble. You know, so I realized through this journey of mine, my personal journey, I've had lots of things in my way, lots of people hinder me, I've hindered myself, you know, I've had many different doctrines and things like this, and I thought I was doing the things right, and I actually wasn't. But God has really rewarded me for staying with him, even when we had no one coming to fellowship. I would come here every Thursday, or every Wednesday, I think it was, and I would teach to the walls. I would sit down over there where Kim and Jason are sitting. I would look at these walls and this television and pretend that there was people there. I seen it in my eyes, in my mind. You know, I seen that there were people there, and I would share and I would teach. And then when I got into my website, you know, when there was not a lot going on, I would do audios, put them up from what I was sharing. I would do written articles because my heart was after God. I wanted the truth from God, and all of us do. And all of us want to really live unto God. But it does take that really focusedness to keep God first, like really have God first in our lives. And even though there's many things that go on in our daily living, you know, I got a wife, I got grandchildren, I got children, there's believers, there's many things people want my attention, which is great. And I really love that I'm able to serve and to give. And then there's things that my wife wants me to do, but I'm doing something else over there. And then I have to stop that and come and please her, then come and please the kids, come and please the grandkids. And then there's other people. There's many things that are going on, which if you wasn't with God, it would just drive you crazy. You know, it just drive you think, oh, I'm not doing this. But God has taught me how to navigate all these situations and still be at peace and still be able to speak by the Spirit. And so it doesn't matter what goes on. You just stay with God in your daily living. Just love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. When you wake up, someone said it, when you wake up in the morning, you give your day to God. You know, you give everything to him, and you expect a great day no matter what comes up in that day. You know, because we got other people around us, haven't we? They might not be having such a good day. So, you know, you're taking the brunt of their not such a good day. So how are you going to respond to that? Are you going to argue back? Are you going to point stuff out? Or are you just going to keep quiet and give it to God and pray for that person that's not having a good day? You know, these things are a practice. Everything we do is a practice. So I'm very excited about coming to the USA. I know it's led of God. God has provided everything for us and for me to do that comfortably. So I'm not having to worry about money and where's this coming from? Where's that coming from? Where am I going to stay? And I don't worry about it. I really just don't have a care about these things because I know that God is my sufficiency. God supplies everything for me. God's got me to the place now where I don't even worry. I used to worry about all these things. And it says in Matthew that we're not to take thought for tomorrow. what we have today is enough to deal with. So just take one day at a time. You know, someone was talking about planning. Yes, we do plan. Like, this was been planned to come to the USA, but I still had to live it every day, you know, up until this point of me leaving tomorrow to come to the USA, which I'm so thankful to God for. And there was many things that we'd done, and then all of a sudden we're doing the garden up, we're doing this up, we're buying that, we're buying this. And I'm thinking, oh, I didn't want to pay out all these things. And God says, don't worry. Why are you worried? You know, just do the things that are there. So when we do every day what God gives us to do, the blessings are there, the peace is there, the direction is there. Even if something is not so great in a day, you know, you'll get over it, you know, because you look to God. You look to God for all things. So I know that we're on track for great things. I know God is navigating us. I don't know the full purpose of coming to the USA. In other words, I know that God wants me to connect with those that are connecting with me on here. I haven't met Katty. She's been connecting 4.5 years. I think, it must be 8 years, something like that. I haven't met her face to face. And then there's other people making a great effort to come to Florida, from all over the USA, paying out money. And God's provided everything. And he will continue to provide everything. But we can't be circumstance controlled. We can't be controlled by money. We can't be controlled by environments or whatever's going on. Because the just shall live by faith and not by sight. So whatever you desire in your life, you go for it. If God is putting something in your heart, don't look at what about this and what about that. Just go and do what God puts in your heart. Don't let money be the issue. Don't let people be the issue. Don't fear anyone's faces. But you speak boldly what God puts in your heart. And God's brought me to this point now where I can really just say what I need to say. What comes to my heart, what is convicting my heart to say to someone or to a group, just to say it. But God brought me to that point before I would watch everything I say. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Maybe someone's not liking what I say. I don't want to offend this person. Jesus Christ never thought that when he was reproving the Pharisees and the Sadducees, or when he was telling Peter, you know, get behind me, Satan, you know, when he was doing these things. You know, he reproved and he corrected, but it was so much with love and for the heart of the person. So when we get our minds off the carnal flesh of ourselves and of other people, then we can truly see the heart and the life of a person that God has called before the foundations of the world, that we can help them if they've got situations going on in their life. If they're humble and meek to receive our words, we can help in their area of weakness, because we all have those, you know, and we're strong as our weakest link, right? So what's the weakest thing in your life? What is the thing that you struggle with? You can get delivered from it. God is a God of deliverance. You know, he wants you to really manifest Christ. So there should be more of Christ coming out of you than you, than the old you, you know? So I'm very, very happy. I don't know what God's going to do. He's going to do something for everywhere we go. I believe there's going to be something that's significant, whether we see it immediately or afterwards. There will be fruit from this trip. God is going to bless it. He's going to multiply it. And he's going to cause the people I see to be blessed, because God has given me a job to encourage. And so I haven't planned anything, what I'm going to say, what I'm going to share, because I let God give me the words. I let God navigate me. Just like Jesus Christ, and each day he was navigated by God. He spent time in the morning with the Father praying, and he was getting his instruction, what he was going to do. And we can do the same thing. We can have that same relationship with God that the Lord Jesus Christ had. And it's a practice. It is a practice to deny our own negative thoughts, our own self-talk, and get focused with the Father. And as you do that, God will keep you in perfect peace, because your mind is stayed on him and not focused on you, not focused on what's going on in your life. And every one of us can be very selfish. You know, what about me? I got this going on. Like, people don't understand, but God understands. God is the supplier of your need. God says, I supply all your need according to my glorious riches by Christ Jesus. You know, he is your sufficiency in all things. And if we do, very simple, God has made this simple, we make it complicated. If we do the very simple things, like number one, you know, we get up, we pray to God, we recognize he's the source of our supply. We know he's going to provide for us. We don't know how, but we know he's going to do it. If we speak in tongues, use that spiritual ability, build up that inner man. Speak in tongues much, and let God enlighten your heart. Let God inspire you with thoughts. And in fact, have you ever noticed yourself, I'll ask you a question, when you're praying, when you're at peace and you're praying, you get inspired with different thoughts and ideas. And so I have a pen and a pad. And when I'm praying and an idea comes through my prayer, I'm writing it down. And then I see that it's totally from God. And so even when you're tired, like when Amber come for this one-on-one and it was early and I was like still off, I had so much to say to Amber because God just woke me up with all these thoughts that God has a plan to prosper us and to multiply us. And you will see here in the UK and in Europe and where anyone practices what we're encouraging, great multiple outreach and growth throughout all the UK and Europe. I had someone visit me once come here and I said, you know, I'm moving the world. No, you're not. I got labels up. No, you're not. They were denying my confession. And that made me angry, but I didn't say nothing. So the point is, we don't worry about what other people say about what God puts in our heart. You may sound crazy. You may sound absolutely crazy to someone because you're confessing what God's put in your heart to say. They can't see it or understand it, but you can. So sometimes we don't have to tell everything. Everybody, everything that God's put in our heart, only as God inspires us. Sometimes it's good to keep quiet. Don't reveal your plans that God put in your heart unless God shows you to share it. And so God is the one that builds our vision. He's the one that's given the direction. I don't know what's going to happen on this trip, but I know it's going to be amazing. And anything that is going to happen is going to be good. It's going to be powerful. It's going to be delivering. It's going to be from God. So get expecting great things to happen when I come visit you. Because it's not me, because I'm same as you, but it's God that's doing it, and I'm letting him navigate me. And that Satan doesn't like. He wants us to go by rules and regulations. You've got to do it this way. You've got to organize that way. Just be navigated by God, because that's where the power is. That's where Jesus Christ walked like that. The Apostle Paul walked like when he was walking by the Spirit, and then God showed him where to go, showed him where to be, showed him what to speak. And then there was great fruit, there was great rejoicing. And there was also some persecution too, because there was people that were jealous, people that were zealous for their own doctrine. And we get that today as well. But we don't even let that bother us, because we're to walk in love. And we want to win people's hearts rather than offend them. So when we speak the truth in love, they either receive the words we're speaking or they don't. Once I've ministered to someone, like in a one-on-one, for instance, it's not on me. I've done my job for God. You know, and I'm happy to do that. It's not just a job. It's my life, you know, as well. And I can't do nothing other than let that person either receive those, well, they either receive the words gladly or they don't. They can get a funny head or they can receive it. They might not receive it immediately, but when they go away, they might meditate upon the things spoken. Then they execute. They see sense. And then God is able to work with them. But every word we speak is a seed. And it's going to produce, when faith is mixed and it's received, then great things happen. So we want to be in the place of receiving the words gladly, receiving people gladly, not looking at the flesh of other people, but seeing God's great outreach and growth and great words, and just be with God. You don't need a lot of people around you at all. You don't. We're still only a handful here at the moment in size. You know, we've grown some, but it's going to multiply. God is going to multiply, just like when Jesus Christ took the two loaves and the fishes, gave thanks to God and he broke. And then God multiplied all those atoms on that bread and on those fish, and he fed 5,000 people in one instant, right? Because with God, all things are possible. God is not a child abuser. He's not a neglecter. He's watching over everything that we're doing. He's with us, navigating us. But we got to give him the permission to work through our faith. Yes, Lord, I'll do this, God. You know, Ananias, he didn't want to go and pray for Paul when he got converted. But Lord, haven't you heard? He's persecuted the church and putting people into prison. You know, these people are being executed, by the way. These were believers. And he said, go. You know, he had a revelation from God, like Jesus Christ. Go, he's a chosen vessel unto me. So he obeyed. He was scared, but he obeyed. And because it was a word from God through Jesus Christ and this revelation to him, he went and ministered to Saul. And he got deliverance, and then he got encouraged by the believers. And Saul, the Apostle Paul, he then moved greatly. So we got to do what God puts in our hearts to do. And we don't want to kind of push God out of what we're doing, you know, because of what we've learned from before. We don't have to be with anyone. Really, you don't. If you need your focus, then just get focused, God. Let him, like I shared in the leaders meeting, let God build your circle. I was sharing with someone today, you can have so many friends, but are they really your friends? They're just acquaintances, you know, and people usually after they want something from you. That's why they might like you as a person, but it's usually because they want something, right? But a true friend doesn't want something. They want to give to you. And we're all about giving, you know, all about encouraging, speaking good words, seeing the value in someone, the Christ in someone, and to help bring that out. And so, you know, when you look at other people, just say, God, you built my circle for me. You know, God made my circle. I had many friends. Me and Kim had many friends. Believe me, we really did in the younger days. But God shrunk that circle, and then he's brought the people in he wants me to fellowship with, which is going to benefit me, and I can benefit them. So, yeah, there's many mixtures of things going on in my heart and mind right now, and I'm very excited to travel. I'm very excited to be with everyone. I'm very happy and blessed that God worked the grace in people's hearts to put me up in their homes, like Bambi and Nancy, Sakina, and Pree. You know, that's a real great blessing to my life. And, you know, God provides everything, you know, and he really just organized all those things. He worked in people's hearts. And the people that he's brought in my life, the people that do honor God and sends to us, that's, you know, we're thankful for that. You know, I want to give thanks. You are sowing in a fruitful ground. Where I honor my God, I'm sowing in a fruitful ground. I only need to sow in one ground. I need to sow everywhere. I sow where I'm being fed. And that is the most beneficial place to sow. And if I'm inspired outside of that to help someone, to bless someone, then I do that too. But I know where I'm being fed, and I know where I honor my God. God doesn't take the money, does he? He's not physically taking it from us. It's the faith and the heart behind that giving. And God is going to multiply. And God is going to do things and blow your cookie. And he's done it for me. He's still blowing my cookie all the time. And so he's providing for me greatly. But I'm very thankful. I'm not going to share no more. I'm just really blessed. I'm ready to go. I'm ready. Like God has prepared me. I'm ready to go. And I'm ready to come and do what God puts in my heart. I'm ready to come to speak what God puts in my heart too. And it will be encouraging words. It'll be for direction and vision. It was to build the body of Christ and to build the vision of other people that they can really move in their areas. That it only takes one person that loves God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, and that is obedient to do. And like Becky was sharing earlier on, with the heart. It has to be with the heart. You know, loyalty to God. Loyalty to where you're connected. I'm loyal to my God. And I'm loyal also to my minister, the one that feeds me, to listen to what's being said, take it to my heart, take it to God, and then execute it. And it's through the doing, guys. You know, you can come on these fellowships all you like. If you're not doing it, you're not going to see much. God's going to bless you because you're his kid. He's going to take care of you because you're a kid. But if you want to see the glory of God, if you want to see the great things happen, you've got to be with a mind to do. And a lot of people don't like that. You know, it says in James, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own self. Someone said to me, I want to honor God. And I know about it, but I got to do it to see any benefits. I said, that's right. And it blessed the heart of me because God was working in that person, giving that person the words and the thoughts and the ideas. It thrilled my heart because it's God doing it. Just like when Jesus said to the disciples, who do people say I am? Some say you're this, some say you're that. And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, God revealed this to you, Peter. And so when that person said that to me, I knew God was working. And I know God's going to do mighty things with that person. And so, like, God's going to do mighty things with all of us. And God's plans for you are fantastic. They're not of evil. His thoughts to you are not of evil, but of good, to give you hope and a future and an expected end. And like I said in the sharing, you know, like with Job, he had an expected end. He didn't have a dreaded end. And he lived fullness of days from after he got delivered from all of those things. So we've all been in bondage somewhere along the line, but God's delivered us. Let's not take that for granted. Let's keep humble. Let's be thankful for where we are, and let's keep moving forward, and let's look to serve God by serving others. If you want to serve God, baby, you've got to be looking to bless other people. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's about God, and it's about reaching the hearts of other people. Help people to become established in the present truth of what God is speaking, and help other people to come from darkness to light as God opens the doors for you to speak. So this is what was in my heart to share.